We're back in order. And I believe we are going to skip the Census Committee and go to the Budget and Capital Committee because there's nothing controversial about that. Jim Dennis, Chair of the Budget and Capital Committee.
I didn't hear that Census Committee.
Shall I do my resolution first?
Go for it.
Temporary amendment to the county's fiscal policy for fiscal year 2010 involving rollover personnel-related savings, and I would move that.
Second.
Duly called out. Seconds. Okay, any discussion?
Oh, Frank. Oh, sorry.
Dave, and then Frank.
Oh, Jim.
Thank you. I originally supported this resolution last evening when we brought it up, but in retrospect, I think it's a bad move. The reason I think it's a bad move is it undermines our relationship with our department heads and so on and so forth, because some of them were counting on the money. And this is based on discussions I've had with some of them. So I will not be supporting this evening.
Thank you. Frank?
Yeah, thanks, Martha. You know, I was going to say something almost along the same lines as Dave. Last year when we did this, we had a lead up because we had an opportunity to talk to the department heads. Just sort of finding out about this after the fact a little bit. I mean, Jim or Joe, has there been? I can't imagine there isn't some grumbling going on, but is there any way we can involve the department heads in some way? So, I mean, they're going to be surprised. Obviously, they heard the discussion the other night about it.
I have not spoke to any department heads, but this is not a significant change from what we did last year. And I don't think they thought that there was going to be anything different than what had been happening already. And that's just, I'm making that up. I mean, and the county administrator who deals with those, with the department heads and at the meetings all the time would have a better answer than me. But I don't think, it's not a change from anything we've done in the past year.
Joe?
I don't think there'll be terribly surprised by this, Frank. I think they know that the situation that we're in right now, and again, throughout the year, they've been asking what's going to be the ultimate decision on the personnel items. And I've told them it we really have to wait and see how this year is going before we are able to give you guidance on that. So, again, I think they've all been bracing for something like this, and they all know how bad the times are. So there could be disappointment. I don't think they'll be surprised or shocked, though.
Just one follow-up comment, Martha.
Yeah, okay, and then Brian.
And I appreciate what you said, Joe. I mean, everybody's on edge and stressed out with some assurance. I wouldn't want, and I know you wouldn't want, or any of the rest of us would want anybody going away thinking we pulled a Swiftie on everybody. And that certainly wasn't the intention. I know that. But they don't need any more surprises right now. So, thank you.
Brian?
I don't see where the department head's ability to ask for this money next year is fundamentally any different than it was this year. And I don't think any of them, there isn't any, at least there wasn't supposed to be, any rollover built into their budget for right now. So I don't understand how it is any different.
Peter?
Yes, see, people have used qualifying adverbs, and I thought it was identical to what we did last year, not fundamentally the same. It's identical, isn't that right?
I will withdraw my qualifying adverb. The same.
Okay. So, so what if we hadn't passed this? What would it go to? What would it turn into? The rollover policy.
The if the departments had realized a savings in their personnel accounts, it would have been calculated as a part of their rollover that they would have asked you to spend sometime in the late spring of next year.
If it hadn't been changed.
If it hadn't been changed, right. It would be treated like any other savings generated within their budget.
No. Okay.
And they certainly have time between now and next June to plan.
Yes.
Jim?
I'm remembering when we went through this before and passed it, and it was, you know, in the light of what was going on financially in New York State and counties all over New York, and it made sense at that time when we supported it. I believe the department heads understood what the problem was. The problem continues, and, you know, I'm hoping that we can support this. I don't see that anyone should be slighted by this at all.
Will, and then Dooley.
I agree, and I'm very comfortable supporting it for this year, essentially because I thought it was already in existence, and I wouldn't be surprised that maybe some staff did as well. But I also appreciate what Dave brought to our attention, and a point that I raised last night, which was, I think, as a long-term policy, we ought to really consult department heads about unintended consequences. And in general, I think our role for policy is a good one, but restricting it. And if we're going to do it long-term, I would hope we would have that conversation. But short-term, I will support it tonight.
Dooley?
Well, it almost sounds like this resolution needs a whereas to justify our action. And Jim used the words, the problem continues. I guess I would offer, whereas fiscal uncertainty for the county and its residents continues this year, we're resolving this.
Is that friendly to...
The concept is not friendly, but the resolution addition is.
And I forget who seconded it.
I did.
Then that works. Okay. So you have that? Whereas? Thank you, Dooley. Anything else? Anyone ready to vote? All in favor of the resolution as amended, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous.
No.
Dave? I told you that back corner gives me trouble. Sorry, Dave. It is. How many are here? One.
Does this help?
That'll help. Yeah, I don't. You only get one, though. It's everybody but one, so it's 13. It's
11 to
1.
It's
12 to 1.
Two missing.
The break wasn't long enough. Okay, 12 to 1. All right.
All right. Joe mentioned your motions that you, and there is a formatting document that Kevin has sent you if you want to use that to put your motions in place. We have a meeting scheduled for Thursday. Let me just say, it took a very long time to do the meeting the other night before we ever got to the voting portion of it. I went away feeling frustrated by that, but the more I thought about it and the more I talked to people, I think it was necessary to deal with some of the issues at the beginning of the meeting. But my sense is now we have roughly 30 OTRs to deal with. We have a meeting scheduled for Thursday. We have a meeting scheduled for the 26th and the 27th. And on your sheet, you have a meeting for the 28th. I have canceled that meeting because of one of our employees' testimonial dinner on retirement is held on the 28th at the Moakley House, I believe. Yes. What I would like to substitute is, for safety's sake and security, that we could get this done, how many people would be able to attend a 25th meeting on Monday at a time that we could determine here, 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30, something like that.
What day are you saying?
On Monday. So we would, in effect, have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week to, you know, we have Thursday this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday the following week to do 30 OTRs and some other things. Kathy, do you want to say something about the public hearing?
The official public hearing on the county budget is scheduled for November 3rd at 7 p.m.
Okay. So we would essentially end up with a legislative tentative budget on the 27th if everything goes well. Is that?
Well, there's a resolution that's been introduced once
right.
all the amendments at the expanded budget committee meeting are complete. There's a resolution that the expanded committee will consider. It's adopting the tentative budget as amended by the expanded budget committee. That resolution is then presented at a legislature meeting, and that becomes the budget that is given to the public for the official public hearing on November 3rd.
Right, and there it would be at the first ledge meeting on November 3rd, right?
For the public okay. hearing, correct.
So my request is, how many of you...
Well, Tim, let me back up again. So the context is that on the original schedule, we were supposed to have a voting meeting on October 12th, a week ago. We were supposed to have a voting meeting on October 14th, as well as last night. So according to the original schedule, we would have been much farther along than we are right now. And normally, in typical years, we vote on the tentative budget at this meeting to send it to the public hearing.
Right.
So given everything, we actually have a logistical problem in terms of getting the budget to the public, having time for people to know what we've approved as a tentative budget in advance of the public hearing. So that's why Jim is, you know, it's not only that he canceled one meeting, but also that he's, you know, that we actually really have a bit of a time crunch on this. Nathan? Julie?
Because of the budget schedule, I've neglected to meet with my staff in my primary employment, and so I have scheduled staff meetings until approximately 9 p.m. that day.
On Monday.
Yep.
So, let me just, could I get a show of hands on who might be able to, before other things, a show of hands on who might be able to show up on Monday?
At what time?
Well, you know, that, I mean, pick a number.
Let's say 5 or 5:30. They've all been 5 or 5:30.
Can I do this, or do you want to do it?
Go ahead.
Okay. 5 or 5:30?
5:30.
Later?
5:30.
I'm sorry?
5:30.
Okay, how many people think they can show up? And then we'll set a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
Two members not here.
Now.
Can I call on Dooley, please?
Yeah,
Dooley,
well,
just had a hand up.
Can we do a time?
It's relevant.
I'm sorry?
It's relevant to what you're asking us to do, Jim. I'm not trying to change the subject, but you said what's driving this is the budget for the budget hearing date. We can change that and make it later. In order to get the legislature to vote on whatever comes out of the expanded budget committee, doesn't there have to be a legislative meeting? And to be fair to the public, whatever we vote as a legislature should be then available to the public for some period of time before the public hearing. So I think another way to solve this is to put the public hearing further ahead. And that might alleviate your feeling as rushed and compressed.
You mean later, further back?
By ahead, I mean later in the year, yes. Sorry about that.
Point of information.
Will?
Well, Julie, do you happen to know what that window is and how late it could go?
No, but Kathy does.
And so do I.
And Jim does.
Jim, go ahead.
That was my plan B, to move the public hearing, and we would suggest a public hearing date on the 8th, right? On November 8th.
November. Presuming then we would vote on the tentative budget as a legislature on the 3rd.
And that vote is just
which is not
to
very
agree
much
that it's
before.
Ready for public consumption.
Right. To send it to the public hearing.
And then Your public hearing would be the 8th, and you'd vote on the final budget on the 16th. That's Plan B. Plan A would be to have a meeting on Monday and follow the plan.
With a legislature meeting later in the week.
Right.
To act on the resolution.
We would need to make probably that Wednesday, the end of that Wednesday meeting, the 27th, be a special legislature meeting to vote, not expand a budget, but a legislature meeting to right. vote on the tentative budget. Duly.
I have a question, which maybe you can answer. What is the latest that we are allowed to adopt our budget? It's sometime in December, I believe.
The charter states December 10th.
Thank you.
But is it, I'm sorry, you said December?
December 10th is what the charter
yeah, but
states.
I mean, there's a consideration that you want to have it early in December as you possibly can so that things can get printed and the paperwork is all done. Yes. Am I right, David? Sort of?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Carol and Frank.
I have a question and then a statement. So the question is, why do we need a separate night for the public hearing under Plan B when we didn't need we were going to work that into our legislature meeting under Plan A?
We have a public hearing for under Plan A also.
Yeah, it's the same night as the legislature meeting.
Right.
We would have had a second. We would have a special legislature meeting on the 27th to vote on all the amendments and to give the package out to the public in order for the public hearing.
Yeah. So I'm asking. I think what I'm asking is there a reason that we can't have the public hearing and vote on our regularly scheduled meeting, November 16th.
The public hearing on the same night as you vote on the budget?
Well, that's what we were going to do under this
current schedule.
No, we're not.
No, Carol. No, the current schedule would have had us voting
the hearing November 3rd.
What?
Same night as our meeting.
No, we would have been voting by so next week. The concern is we may not get everything done.
I understand that. Okay, so that regardless of when the hearing is, while I raised my hand that I could attend a meeting on the 25th, there are two people not here and one who said they can't come and it's less than a week away. So I would be in favor of a schedule that pushes our vote until November 16th to make it
okay,
that was Jim's more accessible to everybody.
That was Jim's Plan B. Frank and then Mike.
I want to make sure I have the dates, the proposed or suggested dates. As it stands right now, you're considering having an extended budget committee meeting on the 25th.
Right.
We will have that isn't confirmed yet. There is one on the 26th and the 27th.
Right.
The one on the 28th is canceled.
It's out.
Our legislative meeting on the 3rd will not discuss the budget.
Right.
And that will not be the hearing date. Tentatively, it's the hearing is the 8th.
Oh, no. If 25, 26, and 27 are adopted, the hearing date would be
November 3rd.
November 3rd. If we use Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, assuming we get done, there would be a ledge meeting on the 27th at the end of the meeting. We would send it to the public hearing on November 3rd. We would vote on the budget at the next meeting.
November 16th.
Okay. Right? Jim, how late? Some of us perhaps might, I mean, I have a commitment already for the 25th.
Right.
Is it possible, what time are you thinking of having the meeting on the 25th?
Well,
can it be later than 5 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, well, it was going to be 5:30 to start with. I was not going to go to 5, I was going to say 5:30. And then, you know, move it from that point.
What's the possibility of it, of one being moved to the 1st of November? And then having the hearing on Carol's schedule.
All right, Mike, hold on.
Then you run into this printing problem, don't you? If you do that. I mean, it just seems that Jim's suggestion, his plan A, is so simple here to insert one more meeting. We had at least 10 people said they could be at it, and some who are absent can probably come. And it's not the last chance. There's two more meetings after that. I don't know why we just don't do that.
But you know what's... Excuse me.
I think somebody else had their hand over there. Frank? No?
All right.
Frank?
Mike, I appreciate that. And I know we're trying to accommodate Nancy Zaler's retirement dinner. Some of us weren't consulted about Nancy Zaler's retirement dinner when the calendar was done. So we schedule the meeting on the 28th to have a revisit, and some of us set up our lives based on that calendar. Now, I don't know what's going to be discussed on Monday, but I don't want to be left out of that discussion. I think that's unfair because some of us have tried to make these meetings.
Okay, let me just respond to the Nancy Zaler. None of us were consulted on the Nancy Zaler thing. That came up to me. Someone called me 4 or 5 days, I don't know, 10 days ago, 8 days ago, and said, this is when it is. You have a budget meeting that night. What can you help me out with this? I did not know when it was, nor did anyone know when it was, when this was put together. Okay, so take that out of the mix, all right? And that was a decision I made, good, bad, or indifferent. Okay, I'll cancel the 28th meeting to try to satisfy that thing because I didn't want to have a meeting and have all of us sitting here and, you know, nobody shows up there. I mean,
well, that's,
all right, Frank.
Does that make
Peter
sense?
And then Pat.
Well, I just wondered if it would be worthwhile for a show of hands of those people that would like to go to the Nancy Zaler meeting. If they're small enough, then it, you know, it probably doesn't matter. That's all.
What? You gonna make us vote on Nancy in public?
All right, I withdraw it.
I'd like to suggest, just as a way of sort of comparing Plan A and Plan B, and especially given that it's been expressed that there are people who would really like to be there, that we kind of test Plan B and see if that suits any better. For people.
Jim?
Let me just make one more comment. You have 21, 26, and 27. That is 9 hours of meeting. You have 30 resolutions, roughly, to OTRs to look at. I did the division, and, you know, 20 minutes of resolution, 22 minutes of resolution.
Not
some
all
will
of
pass
have,
quickly,
not
others
all of
will
submitted.
Not.
No, all the resolutions aren't in. I mean, we have that
more.
Many that we know about right now. All right, I think, there is the thought that we could be crisper, at the upcoming... Don't
sorry.
Laugh, Pam.
I'm sorry.
What?
There's the thought that we could be crisper, and the reason we're doing this tonight is that there's the option of adjourning tonight to a specific time so that we then, you know, we would tonight set what we do at the end of our meeting tonight might be determined by what we decide now. So that's why we're doing this now. We also had most of us in the room at the time. It's appearing that there's not a simple solution here. I see two people who couldn't come on the 25th, and we don't know about Kathy and Leslin. And so it feels like we don't have the answer right now, but I'm going to go to Kathy.
Well, the other reason why we had to bring this up tonight is if you did decide to change the public hearing date, that needs to be done this evening by action of the legislature.
Okay, so if we...
Could we just ask
we have to make a decision.
Plan B?
Yep.
Suggestion is good.
All right, Plan B is... the public hearing on November 8th and a vote on the 16th on the actual budget. I will say one problem with that. If anybody is this, at some point wants to, after the public hearing, put in a member-filed resolution. And if you remember from Kathy's one-page document about the budget process, that there are two different ways to bring up amendments to the budget once we have a tentative budget. One is that you make a resolution when it's on the floor. The other is that you file a member-filed resolution ahead by the 9th at 5 o'clock. So I just want to make you aware that there's that time pressure if that's something that you would like to do. And it can be an important strategic decision if you have a motion. It can have an effect how you bring it up. I just don't want you to vote on this without being aware. That could put some pressure on us to make sure that Tuesday the 9th, you need to pay attention and put any of those resolutions in that you have that you want to. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Let me ask myself a question I don't know the answer to. If we do a Plan B, when do I get another voting meeting out of that?
That's my question.
Yeah. November. Somebody suggested
November 1st.
You could actually extend the Expanded Budget Committee maybe another week if you needed to have a couple more meetings.
Yeah, well, I think we ought to... If we're going to do Plan B, we ought to have the dates, right? I mean, does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, we're going to add. I was going to add one more. So if we had add one more, I mean, let's decide on that now. When do you all want to come?
First or the fourth?
Huh?
The first or the fourth?
First, I'm busy. I have to make a lot of phone calls.
Carol.
So I would like to suggest November 4th, with then a public hearing and vote and whatever we need to do with that meeting to turn into a full legislature meeting at the end, and do what we were going to do on the 3rd, that we do it all on the 16th.
We don't vote the same day we have a public hearing,
no.
Usually.
Right.
Well, we were going to on...
No.
We weren't.
We're always going to vote on the 16th.
On the 16th.
So the 4th would be...
The 4th and the 8th.
The 4th EBC meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
And only two next week, not on the Monday.
Right.
That's right.
There's one this week, 26th, 27th. Everyone goes to the dinner on Friday, and then we're back
Thursday.
On...
When they ask for a show of hands for the 4th.
Okay, do we understand?
How many, November 4th.
November, is there something we're not doing? What? Hold on, folks. The boss is...
If you're going to have the public hearing on November 8th, you can't
what?
Have your... If you're going to have the public hearing on November 8th, you can't have the last expanded budget meeting on November 4th.
We have to print it. We have
you
to...
You have to have a legislature meeting to... act on that resolution to adopt the tentative budget as amended by the Expanded Budget Committee. That has to happen probably November 3rd.
Say it again? No, what? On November 3rd?
On November 3rd is your regular meeting. If you were to move the public hearing, you should act on that resolution to adopt the tentative
Monday's
budget.
Fine. Okay. I'll do robocalls. Monday?
Monday the 1st?
November 1st.
Are you asking? Or?
Yeah, that's my number. That's my thing. We'll throw out November 1st for the 4th meeting.
Mm-hmm. And if we are crisp, we won't need it.
We won't need it.
Yeah, well.
5:30.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 5:30 right. November 1st.
All right, who can make 5:30 November 1st?
This would be instead of the 25th?
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
Instead of the 25th.
Right. So it would be 21, 26, 27, 11, 1. Public hearing would be when, Kathy?
November 8th, but that's action the legislature needs to take tonight.
Okay.
Right. And we don't actually all have to be at the public hearing, but we really want to make sure everybody has an option to be at the final budget meeting. I didn't see everybody. Is there anybody who cannot make November 1st? At 5:30. Pam.
Probably me. I mean, all those dates right around there, I expect. I think you should make your plans. And
okay.
If I can come, we'll I can come.
Okay. 5:30 November 1st.
Okay.
Expanded budget meeting. Will.
Question. I have a conflict on the 8th. Would it be possible to schedule that not at 5:30 but at 7:30?
I think that will be the only thing that happens that night, right?
Yes, and they're usually scheduled at 7, but yes. 7
is that the public hearing then?
Yeah. Is 7, would that work?
In fact,
I'll be late, but
7 would be good.
In fact, our public hearing on the 3rd was going to be at 7
right.
o'clock.
Right.
Okay. We have the expanded budget meeting Monday.
I lost track of what we're doing.
Okay.
That's why I'm going over it.
Let me try to explain it, okay? May I try to explain it one more time?
Yes.
21, are you listening, Peter?
I'm listening as
okay.
hard as I can.
We're having an expanded budget committee meeting on October 21st, October 26th, October 27th, November 1st at 5:30. We're having a public hearing on
November 8th at
November
7 8th. O'clock.
At 7 o'clock
in this room,
and then the mothership will return and take us all away after that.
Then they're going to vote on a tax cap. We have to start over again.
And the final budget vote will be the 16th.
I'm sorry.
The final budget vote will be the
16th. 16th. That's right.
Does everybody understand this, what we're talking about?
Yep. Jim, thanks.
Aside
for
from
being
Pam,
flexible.
Is there anybody who cannot do those? Okay.
And we'll obviously have to tell our colleagues here.
Yes, of course. And we need a resolution to change the public hearing. Nathan?
I would like to thank all of you for being sensitive to my schedule and the schedule of others by moving that meeting day.
We can't hear you.
Hmm? I just said, I may have turned off my mic earlier. Yeah, I turned it off. Whoops. No, I just wanted to thank everybody for being sensitive to my schedule and that of others and by moving this meeting.
I think we just needed your vote. No, I'm teasing. No, we need everybody's presence. Duly in that.
Well, you may have just opened up some time on Wednesday the 3rd if we get through our legislature meeting quickly at IC at 7 p.m. Professor Ingrafia and Professor Howarth are talking on their research.
That's right. That is true.
What?
On November 3rd at 7 o'clock at Ithaca College.
7:30, I think, actually.
Professor Ingrafia and Howarth are talking about their research on gas drilling. Pat, right.
Would you entertain a motion to change
somebody
the date
notes,
of the public
okay.
hearing?
Yes.
So moved.
We are.
Add it to the agenda.
We need to add a motion to the agenda. Kathy, what would we do without you? I don't. We need to add a motion to the agenda. The motion is to change the public hearing from the 3rd to the 8th. Pat so moves.
Second.
Jim seconds. All in favor of adding that to the agenda, please raise your hand. Any opposed? Okay, that's on the agenda. So, you want to move it?
Call the question.
I will move it.
Right.
The change of the public hearing to November.
Seconded.
Moved and seconded.
Blah, blah, blah.
Can't believe there's anything else left to say.
7.
All in favor of changing the public hearing.
At 7 p.m., right?
7 o'clock, right here, November
8th. Right here, right now.
Any opposed? Okay. What else do we need to do, Mom?
I believe that's the end of the... thank you for all that. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jim.
I rest my case.
I actually have a question for Jim.
Sure.
As the budget process... Jim, you mentioned 30 OTRs. There's potentially many more. In the interest of sanity, which is generally a good thing, and trying not to make our staff go to all those meetings, is there any way to clump the relevant departments?
When I said 30 OTRs, I didn't mean resolutions that you would all make, but the OTRs that were available to be looked at in DSS, right? I mean, how many are in there?
Oh, but people have... I know Dooley already sent in other motions, and Carol said she has more, and I'm thinking of some others.
So strike that. 60.
12 or 13.
And if I, as I pointed out earlier, if we have 20 minutes per OTR, that's only about a minute for each of us, and we know that's not enough. All right.
But we still have Saturday.
Yeah, we will do our best to clump them, right? I mean, yeah, go ahead, Joe.
When you submit them, many of them will refer to the OTR number. We'll try to sort those so you can see which ones relate to the same OTRs. I think you're going to find that you will submit a motion that relates to the same one that Carol wants to address and so forth, and there'll be variations on the theme. So we will.
Well, I knew that. I guess I was thinking. I was concerned, for example, I have a number of OTRs I would like to consider relative to DSS. I know that Patricia could not be here Thursday, so, but if I knew when she would be, you know.
Let me just say, everybody, please do your homework. If you're going to make motions, you might as well do it sooner rather than later. And you know, don't do like I usually do, which is wait until the last minute. The sooner the staff has them, the sooner they can schedule these meetings sanely. So that making sure staff is there, making sure they're clumped together, please. It really will help if you just make the time to make to craft your motions. You don't have to have the language perfect. You just tell Kevin, here's what I'm thinking to do, and he'll work with you on it. And everybody doesn't have to make motions either. But if you want to, please get to it.
Tonight we only talked about OTRs. Some of us may want to go into base budgets.
I retract everything I said. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Throw myself on the mercy of the court. And we have the meeting set. And please come to the meeting. I just lost my head for a moment. Okay.
Okay. Can I ask for a pledge? Will nobody ever say to me again, it's a short agenda?
What?
Are you finished with the Budget Committee report, Mr.
Yeah.
Chair?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you so much, Jim. Dave.
Knowing our usual fare, I was just wondering if Jim wanted to schedule a weekend.
I was going to suggest that, but I probably would have been killed.
Nathan, Public
Safety
Committee.
Can we move on to the agenda, please?
I just asked for Nathan to make a report on public safety.
I have no report.
Thank you. And before Leslie left, she told me there was no WDIC report. Health and Human Services Committee, Frank, Chair.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. The committee basically went over a letter that had just been received by Brenda Crosby regarding the additional 1.1% cut in the FMAP that we talked about. It translates into a whack to the health department and many of the agencies. At that time, Kathy Slaughter had not received a similar memo directly, but had letter from the Department of Health, because a lot of the agencies she's dealing with would be affected by this. We don't know what the reaction is, because we haven't had a meeting since last Wednesday, but it was an additional cut to health, to COFA, to mental health, and mental health had already factored it into their budget let me just finish these other items, and then I'll turn to Joe. Maybe he can give us the rest of the bad news. Just very quickly, we had a grant receipt from the coalition regarding the falls prevention. That was pretty good. It's a $110,000 grant, and it runs for 6 months, and it involves 6 months of planning, excuse me. That's very positive news. One of the negative items, let me put it this way, one of the disappointing items, remember last April or May, we passed the resolution to use some of the JARC funding through DSS to establish a bus or a transportation plan, if you will, for Newfield and Enfield. It was that commute because there was a perception that there were some folks that needed rides, and it didn't neatly fall into the TCAT schedule. We had a verbal report from Dina. We'll get a written one next month. The preliminary numbers from April to June show that there were 304 rides for that three-month period, and in July to September there were 450 rides. The average is about 100 a month, which Ithaca Dispatch is carrying these people. It's called City Van. The formal name is City Van. The legal name is Ithaca Dispatch. And most of the funding is going through DSS, through the one of the JARC federal allocations. It's a little disappointing because DSS, I think, was hoping that they would have justifiable numbers to turn to TCAT to establish a route or two. Remember the discussion we were having, Pam? And right now, it's still too soon to tell, but this is supposed to run for a year because that's what the funding was for. But the preliminary take is it's a little disappointing at this point in time, just to let you know. One other item that we did pass for the health department, it was something that came up around this table. We did pass the proposal regarding the CHA so that we could go to RFP to begin that process earlier. Remember the $25,000 we set aside? We wanted to make sure that Brenda was able to get that together. And some of the members of the health committee are going to help sit in on some of the review of that. But that was passed. It does not have to come back to the legislature or the budget committee because the money had already been set aside for that purpose, as I understand it anyway. But they're going ahead with those proposals. You know about Nancy's retirement dinner. I won't get into the rest of this. The next meeting is November 10th. Joe, can you highlight that 1.1% reduction on the FMAP?
It's not the loss of our FMAP. The state made a budget estimate, and the budget that it approved back in August is going to get $1 billion in FMAP money from the feds. And they said that they realized that was optimistic, and if there's a shortfall in what they actually get from the $1 billion, they had a way to resolve it, and that's to reduce aid, local assistance aid, to us, cities, villages, everybody else. And that's what's happening. Instead of getting $1 billion, they got $700 million. So to offset that loss of their revenue, they're cutting our aid by 1.1% across the board. So for every $1 million in aid, we lose about $11,000. We're going through the assessment right now to see how much we lost. DSS is the big question mark. However, we are drafting a letter to come through the process here and ultimately a resolution advising the state of the impact of that and also the fact that it looks like the rules will require us to keep spending as if we were getting all that aid and then wait and see how much money we get back.
Yeah.
So it's basically, it's a classic unfunded mandate where we have to spend ahead of our aid and can't cut back.
Joe, what's this? That letter was going to be coming through the
Right. Committee. Brenda and I are working on the draft. We passed it back and forth. So it isn't done yet. I want to make sure it's absolutely accurate in saying that that unfunded mandate applies to everybody who's subject to this cut.
To the cut.
But the draft is in play.
Not good news, folks. Got whacked again. It's the end of the report.
Okay. Thank you, Frank. Facilities and Infrastructure Committee, Dooley Kiefer, Chair.
Well, we met at 5 o'clock today, which you all know about now, and our next meeting is Friday, November 5th at 9:30.
Thank you. Capital Plan Review has not met since the... Yes, Mike.
Dooley, I don't know whether you're the right person to ask, or Frank, or who, but there was a report in the newspaper about the possibility of Schuyler County terminating its contract with TCAT. Which is like a $50,000 cost to Schuyler. Are we aware of that? Is that happening? Is that something we have to take into consideration in our budget when we're talking about the budget?
We were not formally informed. TCAT was not formally informed, but when I saw the newspaper article, I had Joe call the county to find out what was going on. There's one legislator who's proposing that they do away with the $50,000 subsidy that they're giving TCAT. It is strictly for the Schuyler County service. We have a TCAT budget committee meeting Thursday at 3:30, and hopefully we'll have some more information on it then. There's another piece too regarding that, and I don't know what the outcome of the town of Ithaca's budget deliberation was, which I think was last night. But Herb was talking about trimming a little bit of the $50,000 that they were giving TCAT in order to help subsidize some of the youth programs. Whether that happened or not, it was just talk. I don't know if that happened either.
I'm pretty sure that did not happen last night.
It did not happen.
That's what I'm told. So.
Thanks, Peter. But I'll let you know Thursday about the $50,000, Mike.
Okay. Capital Plan Review Committee has not met since the last legislature meeting. We are still waiting for the two space studies, the one on this building and on the Human Services and Mental Health building. So there really wasn't enough to – we thought we'd have those in October. We didn't. But we'll meet in November, and if nothing else, we'll be talking about if those reports still aren't in, which I guess could happen, we will be talking about the business case for – the center of government, which Joe is working on, so, and perhaps other things.
Mark, I couldn't understand your last two sentences. I'm sorry.
I'm fading. In November, if we still don't have those space studies, we will still have a meeting. Joe is preparing a report on the business case for a center of government, which we had asked him to look at earlier. Government operations, Mike Lane, Chair.
We meet again this Thursday, the 21st, at 9:30. At that meeting, about 10 o'clock, we've invited Hank DeLay to come in to talk to us about a couple of constitutional issues, New York State issues. One is whether or not there should be a constitutional convention in the state of New York, and the other is about independent redistricting committees. Hank DeLay is a well-known authority on the New York State Constitution. He's written books and articles, and we're interested in hearing his comments on that. You're all invited if you'd like to come.
Thank you very much. Frank?
Our former colleague, Barbara Blanchard, will be on tomorrow morning on the radio.
Okay, Frank. WHCU.
That's a Hank DeLay comment.
All right. Okay. We have a member file resolution. Frank.
Thank you. I'm going to read this title and then give you a quick explanation, and in the interest of time, Carol and I have already, let me read the title and then I'll give you the background. Resolution G, a resolution expressing opposition to the Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load Regulatory Proposal by the United States Environmental Protection Agency and raising serious concerns regarding the unattainable mandate and lack of parity represented in load allocations for the state of New York compared to other bay states and watershed jurisdiction partners, and requesting intervention by our elected representatives in the United States Congress, New York State Senate, and New York State Assembly in securing a moratorium on regulatory implementation of the Chesapeake Bay TMDL in New York until such objections and concerns are fully addressed. And I so move.
Is there a second? Pat?
Basically,
with a title like that, you need a resolution. Go ahead.
I know, Martha. Basically, what this is, you heard Craig Scott hours ago speak about this. The southern towns in our county, Newfield, Danby, Caroline, and part of Dryden, are part of the upper Susquehanna watershed, if you will. We are almost the northernmost reach. In order to undo the pollution that's taking place in the Chesapeake Bay, which apparently is more intense than it is anyplace else, that's like a collection basin. The EPA has asked that each state invoke very firm guidelines, if you will, and they will become regulations on the nutrient load, particularly nitrogen and phosphorus. Farm Bureau, this resolution that you have in front of you came from Farm Bureau because most of the impact will fall on lands that are associated with agriculture. It isn't just forest land, but it's agricultural land. It's the spreading of manure in the winter. And some the perception is that some of the numbers that the Chesapeake group has, the EPA, excuse me, has asked New York State to attain, they feel are unattainable. And in order to even make an attempt at it, it would be very expensive. Our United States senators and congressmen have all signed a letter, if you will, that I had sent to each one of you by email, basically asking for a delay in implementing this until New York State can take a better look at it. I mean, for lack, we could talk about this, and I know Brian really enjoys these. We could talk about this for 4 or 5 hours. And,
okay, Frank. Well,
so
not.
All I would suggest is that you read, if you haven't already, read the material that was sent. We brought it up at the Water Resources Council yesterday, and I don't know the outcome of that vote because Carol and I had to leave, and I don't know if Dooley was eventually there. The Soil and Water Conservation Board last week did pass this. What I'm prepared to do in the interest of time and review, the public comment period on this does not expire until November 8th. We have another board meeting on November 3rd. What I would like to do, after you have some discussion, is move to postpone action on this until the 3rd, so that it would give, if it's okay with the seconder, so it would give those of us around this table an opportunity to review the information that's been sent and get some questions answered, and hopefully you'll feel good about supporting this. Dooley has offered some changes that have been circulated, I believe, and not everyone may have had an opportunity to really get into those, and I think they deserve some airing as well.
Frank, I only saw the text today. I'm sure that's true of other people. This is so dense and it's technical. If you are willing to have this considered on November 3rd, then I would ask that you just withdraw it and then we do that. All right. Carol Dooley, Mike.
I'd be happy to do that when you say it's okay.
Okay. I just want to report that I stayed just a few more minutes. My car was parked a little bit closer and at the WRC, the Water Resources Council meeting, and as I left, what they seemed to be doing was establishing a subcommittee that agreed to meet in time to weigh in to us in time for the November 3rd. Meeting.
Oh, good.
Yes, and I would also just urge people, if that's what we do, if you withdraw it, to not only look at the materials that were circulated, but to go to the EPA site itself, on which you'd find the press release, with the one-page summary, an 11-page executive summary of their report, and explanation of why they're proposing what they did.
Okay, that's good to know. Dooley?
Yes, the WRC formed an ad hoc committee consisting of Liz Cameron, Greg McConnell, Craig Scott, Roxy Johnson, and some people from the monitoring plan group. They will meet by the 27th of this month, draft a letter or resolution for executive committee action, and get it to us for the 11-3 meeting. That's more detailed than Carol had. And meanwhile, another member of the WRC who is not on this committee, Todd Miller, who is a USGS rep on the committee, has sent out his thoughts on the subject and more information. So I guess that should be circulated to all of us, too. But we'll have plenty of information on the 3rd, and I don't feel strongly about what I drafted. I was afraid, not unlike Peter, that I would be faced with a resolution I couldn't vote for. That's why I tried to do something, but I'm not going to push what I've done. Okay. Mike?
Thanks, Stu.
We don't have time to put this through a committee.
Considering...
And there's a deadline.
Considering the budget meetings that we have tonight, I really don't think... We don't have another PDEQ meeting.
There's a PDEQ meeting on the 3rd. Well, at least the committee could talk about it, and then
These kind of resolutions, I always feel better if a committee's had a chance to look at them and debate and make a recommendation, as opposed to just postponing it to our next meeting.
Well, I think that's a good idea. We should put it on the PDAC agenda.
Is that a motion?
As long as we can do it on the 3rd, and then get it immediately on the agenda that night for some action, because we have to have our comments in by the 8th, and that's the last.
It could be put on the ledge agenda pending committee action, but if there's going to be a substitute, especially with as many changes as you had, Dooley, that should also be. And I like your language. So I don't know how all this can come together, but if there's going to be a second version, it'd be good to have both of them put on the agenda pending PDEC's action so that we have two to look at.
Means it's they got to be on there next week. Because the board agenda will go out, Kathy, by Thursday of next week.
I need to have the resolution by Tuesday of next week.
Well, that's your responsibility and Dooley's responsibility.
Well, not if it's going to your committee. You have to do it.
All right, Frank, if you're bringing this forward, I mean, if you want the WRC ad hoc or subcommittee to weigh in, I would hope, if you're championing this, I'd hope that you could make sure they know we don't need the information by November 3rd. We need it by the Tuesday before, by the week before, so really we can consider this. If we're going to weigh in on technical things like this, I really think it's incumbent on our advisory board to help us understand the issues in time. So.
It's why we sent the information out. Okay. Dooley, the 27th is when they're going to have that letter done?
They said they were going to meet by that date. They didn't say they'd have their draft ready by then.
So, all right, I'm going to ask Frank if you can come.
I'll talk to her afterwards.
Thank you. Great. Okay. So this is then withdrawn.
I'm going to withdraw this and reintroduce it on the 3rd.
Okay, thank you. The minutes of September 7th, 21st, and October 5th, we still have some changes that are being considered. Kathy will, if she can remember, by tomorrow, know with how late this is. Kathy will send out all three sets of minutes tomorrow with the changes shown, and she needs them by tomorrow at noon so that she can send them out to all of us. Then they will all go together with our public agenda for the November 3rd meeting and will be posted on the web at that time. So they will be publicly available before our meeting, and we will vote on them on November 3rd. So there are no minutes to do. I have a motion to adjourn. There's no executive session. Adjourn. Second.
I was just asked to, and I forgot.
Okay, discussion.
Remind you that the flu clinics are going on and starting today. Go to the health department's website, and there are
Frank.
Seven of them. Unfinished business.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Sorry, I just forgot.